You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Just keep saying to yourself, it's only a movie. It's only a movie. It's only a movie that will have you living in the sixth dimension, moving in the wrong direction. A new fantasy musical comedy. Forbidden Zone.
I am your overlord, Dave. Online, I've got 80s music girl, Rose.
Hi, everybody.
And 80s auto reverse, Scott.
Hi again.
So, what we're doing is we had a follow-up conversation. If you've listened to our 80s guilty pleasure episode, I'm pretty sure I left it in there, but what was happening was co-host Scott decided that one of his guilty pleasure movies called The Forbidden Zone, he was going to send over to Rose, and as a consequence, after Rose got done watching it, then she would send it over to me, we would watch it, and then we would come back and talk about it. So this is our follow-up to that conversation. Just so you know what we're talking about, if you haven't seen The Forbidden Zone, I'm not surprised.
And this is why we did this sending thing between the three of us, too, because it's a very obscure movie, and that's what makes it the guilty pleasure for myself.
Right. Okay. So I think, Rose, in between our conversation that we just had, you just mentioned that you wanted me to go first on this one.
I did.
Wow. Okay. let me explain how this happened. I get the DVD from Rose, and at that time, I think it was right around the time that I was really into my pneumonia situation. And we only have one DVD player in the house down in the basement, and I was like, I just didn't have enough energy to just go down to watch this movie, so I kept putting it off. I finally get to the point where I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put it in and I'm going to, you know, do my homework assignment. So I watch, I want to say 15 minutes, and then something happens where I have to take a kid somewhere to help out with the, you know, like a hockey practice thing, like my son. Here's where the problem turned into. I had committed to Scott that I'd watch 20 minutes before giving up on this thing. And I knew that in the back of my head. And I'm like, I haven't given it a fair shot because he asked me specifically, 20 minutes. Give it 20 minutes. So after watching the first 15 minutes, I actually didn't want to commit any more time to this movie. I was kind of already not really getting into it. I didn't see anything that was really jumping out at me other than it just being so, so vividly weird. And so what happened was there was a period of, I want to say, a good 2-3 weeks before I went back to honor that commitment. So I had the DVD sitting, and I go downstairs into the basement. I'm, you know, feeling healthier now, you know, and I think the problem was I still wasn't tolerant for alcohol. I think it may have helped.
And I did tell you you might need a few drinks to get through it.
And I think it may have helped with this, but what happened was I actually set my phone 20-minute countdown. But I picked up from where I had left off before. Because I was like, I don't really need to watch the very beginning part anymore, because I already got the gist of that. I'll pick up where it left off. When I got to maybe the 15-16 minute mark, I was at the point where it's like, all right, I need to see how they wrap this up. So I ended up watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, how I feel about the movie, I've got two things I liked about it, and that's it.
Okay.
Okay. One, the princess running around with nothing on but her underwear. She's cute.
Yeah. Okay.
And there was a song that I believe it was the Devil did that was in the same tune of Minnie the Moocha from Blues Brothers.
Uh-huh.
I love – that was a fun song.
And that was that was Danny Elfman singing.
Okay. Okay.
With Oingo Boingo. Mm-hmm.
Now, outside of that, this movie actually is probably in the third lowest movie in my life. Okay, so the worst one is, unfortunately, I think is going to stay there forever, that I actually paid for. It's called Stupids with Tom Arnold.
Terrible
movie. Right above that, and it's a movie that a lot of people like, but for some reason I just don't get it, and I don't think it's funny at all. Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh,
now,
really?
Now, right above that. Thank you for Ben Zone for entering the list.
Wow.
I mean, there are so many
things.
There's so many things wrong with this movie, man.
Oh, it's out there. It's out there, and it's really not politically correct at all.
That's another point that I don't like about it.
Yeah, it's very off.
Very anti-political. But it was the '80s, and they could kind of get away with that. But it was like, what are we doing here? Why am I watching this? And then, it's bizarre. Is completely bizarre. But I think that if you're into recreational drugs and plenty of them, then I think this is the movie for you.
It just shows you where my mindset is, because I'm not into recreational drugs any longer.
All right, so did I disappoint with my review?
No, I'm totally fine.
No, it's totally personal.
Totally, yes. Like Kelly was just saying. It's personal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's my guilty pleasure, right?
Yeah, I don't hate you for liking the movie. I mean, it's your personal taste, but yeah.
And it's just you know what?
The rest of my life is going to go by, and I'm going to try to forget about that movie.
Yeah, I know. There's some things that you just can't unsee.
Yeah.
So
like
I want to know
the son and the father continually trying to hump people.
I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah,
I
mean,
that is hysterical. With their underwear on.
Yeah,
underwear on.
Yeah.
That is hysterical.
All right, so now, I've got to hear Rosie's review.
First of all, Hervé Villachez, how'd you feel about that?
Okay, I mean, I don't dislike him as an actor. I mean, I liked him from what I got out of Fantasy Island, and you know, I don't see. I mean, it was an expansion of, you know, what I got to see of him from that TV show.
Right.
But, I mean, I think he's a fine actor. But, I mean, you know, is that the vehicle for, you know, to showcase his acting talent? You know, I don't know.
No. I'm really impressed that you actually made it through the whole movie.
All right, well, you know.
So I want to know what Rose has to say about this movie.
Well, first of all, I have to quote a line from one of my favorite comedians, Eddie Izzard. He was talking about history, and he was talking about elephants on skis going up the Alps or something had to do with war. I don't know where he was going with that. But the line after he's explaining all this is, if you've never seen an elephant ski, then you've never been on acid. That pretty much sums up this movie.
Yeah.
This movie had so many unredeeming qualities about it. The fact that they felt like they had to go back into the 20s for a lot of their musical interludes, it felt like you were watching like a live action Betty Boop television. I don't know.
Oh, that's a
I never
good
really
amp.
Was a big fan of Betty Boop, but you know, it was back in that era with what's the cat?
Felix.
Felix the Cat, that type of thing. It was that type of atmosphere where you had raunchy and you had the animation, and yet it was geared towards children. This wasn't geared towards children. It just was raunchy. And a lot of really bad dialogue. The princess also wore pearls, by the way. I thought that was very... Yeah, and she had to tie them around her neck, which was weird. But, it was just... Everything that you could possibly put into a movie that was bizarre, they did that. And to me, watching something like that from start to finish without any interruptions, it was horrific. It was horrific in a way that only something really stupid can make you laugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when people watch Beavis and Butthead because they think it's funny. That's kind of how I feel about this.
Okay.
You know, nobody else will get it, but a lot of the jokes were extremely risque and they were very out there. And the subject, there was like no plot to it, but there kind of was. And just, it was bizarre. You can't explain it. You can't explain the storyline. You know, the sets were cheesy. The costumes, you know, well, what there were of them. And then the queen, of course, was just, you know, hateful and horrible and mean and ugly. But then there was another queen, and, you know, and then there was the king that couldn't keep it in his pants and all of that.
And then there was Squeeze It, the chicken boy.
Yeah. The guy that
what
was in the garbage
can. What in the world is up with that? Chicken boy. I don't get that. I don't know if that's like an innuendo for something weird or...
I don't know. I'm still I've seen it. I know you're gonna be amazed, but I've seen it actually several times. Watched it over and over again, and I always try to figure it out, and I can't figure out the movie. But it's such a mind warp that I just it's entertaining to me. I know it just sounds crazy, and. Like I said, I knew this would be a short episode because I know you guys don't really have much more to add other than it's just really bizarre, you know?
Your several viewings, have you come to any conclusion as to what that whole scene in the school, like the teacher?
No, that's like that's the strangest thing.
I mean, you've got you know, the gangsters in the back playing cards and...
Yeah,
it was like every racial stereotype that is
everything,
wrong in so many levels.
Incest,
it's like
racial slurs, you know, anything that was not acceptable in society, basically, was in that movie.
You know, could that be what they were talking about? You know, that our society is just so screwed up with the way we stereotype so many things. Could have been a statement.
It could have been, but then again, we're not on Quaalude, so. No.
Oh, man.
Actually, I thought Hervé Villechaize, truthfully, was the only one that actually made sense in that movie.
Wow.
That makes, you know, honestly, because she was yelling all the time, and then, of course, the little, you know, the daughter, she was.
Frenchie.
About doing Frenchie. Yeah. Really? Well, Frenchie?
Well, now that you brought up Betty Boop, though, I now associate those two.
I do, too.
Yeah, you should have said that.
But, yeah, it was definitely something that I can see why it's a guilty pleasure. I can't say I'll ever watch it again.
No, and I...
Only because there's no need to.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of came into my life at a certain time when my mind just happened to be open to it. So that, I think that makes a big difference too. And I'm not saying that I was, you know, loaded on Quaaludes. But it did help that we did have, you know, some enhancements in our mental attitude, I'll say.
So now were you with a group of friends watching this?
Yeah, the first time I saw it, I watched it with a couple of friends.
Now, do they have a – are they revisiting it like you are?
Don't know, because I kind of lost touch with those guys.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't think so. I doubt it. I could think of one other person that probably owns it and has probably watched it, you know, as many times as I have. And he was a huge Oingo Boingo fan back in high school. He's the one that really turned me on to it in the first place because he was such an Oingo Boingo fan, and I really liked Oingo Boingo. And you know, that kind of influenced my liking of the movie because I liked the band and I thought Danny Elfman was really interesting and bizarre, and it proves him and his brother are way out there. And then I did go watch that the video of them on the Gong Show.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not a far cry from what they were doing in that movie. It's really just weird. And they're just – I just want to know what puts them – because they're not – I don't think they're loaded.
No.
I just think they're really – have just very creative imaginations.
Yeah.
So that's just what makes it so interesting to me is that it's just so far out there.
Yeah. I don't think honestly there's anything out there like it.
I don't think there is. I've never seen anything that even comes close to the bizarreness that it is.
Well, I was trying to relate it to like something current, and like the only thing I could think of, and it's not in the same ballpark, but just for the imagery, you know, I keep thinking like Tim Burton movies.
Okay.
You know that, you know, they just, you know, they're kind of bizarre and out there. You know, well, look at the latest, you know, the last, you know, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, and that's a good connection too, Tim Burton, because he's worked with Danny Elfman several times.
Yeah.
With, musically, so maybe they have a similar mindset on the way they portray their art.
All right. Well, yeah. Tim does it better though.
Now, I will say that it was that the Forbidden Zone is actually Richard Elfman's baby. Right. Mm-hmm. Danny Elfman was part of it and influence on it, but it was Richard Elfman's writing and idea, which I don't know what else he has done. I really haven't.
I'd be afraid to look.
I know. Yeah. Oh, you know what? There was one other movie.
No.
Okay.
What were you talking about? Sending us another movie?
We're not watching.
No, I don't even know where to get it. But I shared this with this guy that was a client or a customer on my route because we got talking about weird movies. I got you can talk weird movie. This is the weirdest thing you'll ever see. And he might have taught me. I don't know. There's one called, and it won some kind of award, and I don't know how. Some independent, you know, little tiny weird award, and it was called Garbage Humpers.
I
gave it like 5 minutes. I'm like, dude, okay, you got me here. This is, I don't even know what this is. So there's things that are out there that are further out there than this one.
Have you guys ever seen Rubber?
No.
Yeah, it's about a tire.
Get out.
No, I'm serious. It's about a tire, and it comes to life, and it kills people.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Look it up. It's real.
Okay, 2010. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Richard Elfman has 9 directing credits.
Ooh, okay. Scary.
Forbidden Zone being the first one. Second one is a video short, Oingo Boingo, Skeletons in the Closet. 94, Shrunken Heads. 94, Streets of Rage. He did a TV series in 96, four episodes of Bone Chillers. 98, TV movie called Modern Vampires. 2003, a short called Date or Disaster. And then two documentaries in 2008 and 2009.
Hmm.
Huh. So he's still doing stuff.
Huh. Interesting. So Rubber?
Yes.
I'm reading the synopsis there, and it reminds me a lot of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
I know. It's awesome.
Now that's a good movie. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is awesome.
I worked with a gal that was in the Return of the Killer Tomatoes.
Oh, nice.
And she, up until that point, when she said that, I couldn't have given her the time of day. And when she told me that she was in that movie, I was like, what? When? And I spent gobs of money trying to find that, because you really can't find it. If you don't word it properly, you can't find it. I finally found it on Netflix.
The second one you're talking about.
Yeah, but there's like four altogether. But if you don't word it right, you end up getting like the third or the fourth one, which is weird. So she plays a police officer in the park, and they're all wearing like fake mustaches.
Okay.
And she's like wearing a fake mustache, and they're being all like Keystone Cop-ish and things like that. And
yeah.
I thought, oh my God, she was serious. And she actually had thought, someone had told her that the movie never came out, and that she, like, I wonder if they did that so they wouldn't have to pay you. But she, I went back to work and I told her, I said, yeah, I saw you. I said, you're actually pretty good. And she goes, it's actually out. People can see it. And I'm like, yeah, it's on Netflix. What's up with you? Like, oh my God, I've never seen it. Like, oh, my problem. But it was back in the day, and she's like seriously young then. So
yeah, there's another, there's another movie that's in that same time frame from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, where it was called Kentucky Fried Movie. Which is pretty far out there, too.
That's
pretty crude. You haven't seen that?
Yeah, John Landis directed that, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's the reason that Michael Jackson asked him to... That movie was the reason why John Landis directed Thriller.
Well, let me tell you something, Rose. You can be expecting a package if you want one.
You have the movie?
I do.
Oh, cool. Honestly, I've never seen it. To this day, I've never seen it.
It's weird, but it's fun.
But it's
much more. No, it's nothing like Forbidden Zone.
I think Dave fell asleep. Dave, are you out there?
No, I'm listening.
No. Dave, have you ever seen Kentucky Fried Movie?
I have not, but I'm trying to find a way to get us back into the 80s.
Oh, yeah, I know. These are both 70s. These are both late 70s. 78. 77 is Kentucky Fried Movie. 78 was Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yeah, I just Googled them, so I was like, all right, well, yeah.
Fried Green Tomatoes, that's a different movie.
Fried Green Tomatoes, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Fried Green Tomatoes was in the 80s, wasn't it?
Merchant Fried Green Tomatoes, please don't kill us. We love that movie.
Was that one in the 80s? That was like...
Yeah.
Or that Fried Green Tomatoes, right? Was definitely the 80s, not
Mary Louise Masterson?
Fried Green Tomatoes, 91.
Oh, 91. Okay.
Man.
It's on the cusp.
That's all right.
So no fried movies in the 80s.
No fried movies in the 80s.
Except for maybe Stroker Ace.
Ooh. Anyway, yeah.
All right, Rose. Do you want that movie?
Yes, please. Please send it to me.
All right. You'll find this one more entertaining.
That's fine.
Definitely.
I did find Forbidden Zone entertaining.
Okay.
But quirky, perverted sort of way.
In the most bizarre kind of way, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm a grandma. I shouldn't really be watching this. But, you know. What happens at grandma stays at grandma's.
Okay.
And that was another thing. Is like, I had to make sure that there was no one around when I watched it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because there was two problems. One, you know, I've got kids running around. Two, I don't want to have to explain to my wife. Scott sent this, and I have to watch it. And...
it's my homework, honey.
No, no, ignore them humping on the screen, dear. I just know.
Nope, she doesn't have any clothes on.
They aren't really humping. They're dry humping.
They're dry. That's even worse.
No, okay, and Kentucky Fried Movie is not kid-friendly also. There's
okay.
There's you know, ampleness that's exposed ampleness.
Kind of like in Chopping Mall.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. Definitely in Chopping Mall. There was some exposed ampleness.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
And motivation, all right, guys. Go get cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motivation, yeah. Yeah, hurry back.
Nerds to fry chicken now. I don't know why.
All right.
All right.
Thank
so...
you, guys. No, I have to say thank you for actually taking the time to check it out. And I know it's risky sharing it with people because people might see you in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, wow, he likes this.
And he's we already know we're demented, right?
Yeah, he's a little more off than I thought. So, thank you for taking the time, really, seriously.
You're welcome.
And giving me the feedback, because I always love to hear feedback on this thing, because it's just so bizarre, you know. So, anyway, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, and if there's any, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists that are out there that need to help us with some analysis of Scott, please go ahead and email 80sreboot@gmail.com. I think he needs help.
Yes.
Again,
my wife would agree with you.
Help for enabling him. So call us too. Tell us what our problem is.
Well, I'll just go to the support group and sit around and go, yeah, he's my friend.
Yeah. Nothing I wouldn't do for him. Sue me.
Hey,
so I shouldn't watch his movies. Got it. All right.
Speaking of support groups, I'm going to go totally off topic. Have you guys seen the TV show called People of Earth yet?
No.
No.
It's on TBS.
Okay.
It's an original series by them. It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
They're short episodes. I think there's 10 of them out there now. It's first season, and it's with she was on Saturday Night Live for a while.
Okay.
Can't remember her name right now. Anyway, I would recommend it. It was fun.
Okay.
The wife and I both enjoyed it. And it's about a support group of people that have been abducted by aliens. It's total comedy. About a group of people that have been abducted by aliens, and they share their stories with each other. And then the aliens are like watching over them every once in a while. And you'll like it.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't think it's on Netflix.
Okay. I'll have to find it. Maybe it's on Amazon or something.
It might be on Amazon. I swear it's a TBS show. So.
Okay.
Sorry, you said support group, and that made me
No, no, that's fine. Good segue. I like that.
All right, so I would ask final thoughts on Forbidden Zone, but I think we covered that already.
So, I think we did.
We can put that death horse down now. Yeah, we stopped beating it.
Yeah,
we beat
that horse.
And if anybody out there is looking for a good double feature, then Forbidden Zone followed by the Star Wars Holiday Special, I think it might be.
Please make sure you're able to either drink alcohol
or have some kind of recreational.
Don't go trying to run over your friend's house. Tell them,
we love you, listeners. We don't want to hurt you.
No.
But you will need some sort of help.
Yeah, if you're in Colorado or Washington and weed's legal, definitely I would bowl it before.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
Bonsai!
Bonsai!